Good morning, and it's a privilege for me to be with you again this morning and share in this special time.
弟兄姐妹早，今天实在是很我的很荣幸跟大家一起又来跟大家分享神的话语。
As we sang and worshiped together, it just drew me into exactly what God's been speaking to me about sharing with you today, and that is facing the future.
当我们一直在唱诗在祷告的时候就把我们带到我们今天我们要思想的题目就是面对将来
Some time ago there was a TV series called Early Edition
不多时前面在这个 TV 上有个节目叫做较早的版本
The storyline was about a young man who somehow was able to read tomorrow's newspaper today.
是那个上面就讲到说有一个年轻人，他可以跟这个以后的这个报纸的头条新闻去看看。
In other words, he was able to know what was going to happen a day before it actually happened.
所以另一句话说就是他能够知道明天要发生什么事情，他今天就知道了。
Now let me ask you, if you were able to know what was going to happen before it happened, how would that transform your life?
让我问你，假如说你能够知道将来要发生的事情，会对你的这个生命有什么影响？
Would you use it to enrich yourself?
你想把它用来能够让你发财？
Would you use it to help others?
然后用来去帮助别人？
Would you become a hero?
那就变成一个大英雄。
Some people are obsessed with the idea of trying to learn about the future.
所以有很多人就已经着了迷，想知道，哎呀，我能够将来的发生什么事情，我想知道。
In reality, none of us really knows what the future holds.
但是事实上，没有一个人知道明天会带来什么。
Solomon talks about it in the book of Ecclesiastes on many times.
所罗门在传道书上也。很多很多地方谈到这个问题。
For example,
举个例子
，Since no man knows the future, who can tell him what is to come?
因为没有人知道这个将来是什么，所以我们也不知道将来会带来什么。
The answer is, of course.
当然了。
The only one who has the answer about tomorrow is God.
唯一能够知道明天将来的是神。
God is the only one who really knows the future.
神是唯一能够知道我们的将来。
So the question is, how do we face the future? What should we do?
所以问题是我们的面对将来，我们要怎么做呢？
Well, God has the answer to some of those questions that we might ask.
神对我们刚刚的问题有一些回答。
This morning, I'd like in a simple outline to help you to understand. There are three things that God says don't do, and there are three things that God says for us to do.
我今天会给你们在大纲里面讲到说，有三件事情说不要做，有三件事情你们该去做。
The first thing that God says we should not do is don't presume about tomorrow.
第一个事情你不要做是，不要以为明天你会一定做什么。
Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day will bring forth.
不要为明天骄傲，因为你不晓得明天会带来什么。
Notice the word that I use, boast.
记不记得说用我用的骄傲。
Don't go around being a smarty or cocky about what you think you know.
不要有这到处走说，哎呀，你觉得我很这个很聪明，而且很这个像公鸡一样到处走了，很骄傲。
Because life is uncertain.
因为生命是无定的。
Don't be presumptuous.
说你不要是设想说就你想象中应该怎么样。
We do not have the strength or the ability or the brain power to do it.
我们没有这个力量，我们也没有这个能力，我们也没有这个脑力去做，想到明天是什么事情。
The second thing that God says don't do.
这第二件事情神说不要做的。
Is don't panic about tomorrow.
也不要为明天焦虑。
In other words, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself.
实际上说的不要为明天焦虑，我们明天有明天的焦虑。
Listen, God never unloads on us everything at once.
所以神没有把所有的东西都放在我们一个时候全部放在我们身上。
He gives us our lives one day at a time.
他给我们在生命是一天过一天。
Someone has said, life by the yard is hard.
有些人说你们的生命靠那个一尺一尺走是非常难的。
But life by the inch is a cinch.
假如说是你说一寸寸走的话就简单的很。
There's interesting, Lucy and Linus were having a conversation, the comic strip people.
在那卡通上面 Lucy and Linus 在上面讲到。
And the comment that they made is, I worry about worrying about tomorrow.
他说我实在是为这个很烦恼我的明天怎么会。
But the Bible is clear, it says we should not worry about tomorrow.
圣经告诉我们说我们不要为明天忧虑。
Let me remind you of the quote that I just mentioned a moment ago.
让我来告诉你，我刚刚这个把这句选出来。
Life lived by the yard is hard.
我告诉你，如果我们一尺一尺走是很难的。
But life lived by the inch.Is a cinch.
假如说我们走的是一寸寸走的话，就很容易了。
The third thing that God says don't do, He says don't procrastinate until tomorrow.
第三个事情就是说，不要把你今天该做的事情拖到明天去做。
If you wait for the perfect conditions, you will never have time. It will never come.
你要就完全说我们要找一个完美的条件，我们要做的话，你永远做不到那个完美的事情。
Take a minute and just think back over the past year. I wonder how many of you made a promise to yourself last January.
想想你去年，有多少人在我们中间，在去年的元旦的时候，你给你自己做了什么样的应许？
Have you done everything that you promised that you would do in the year of 2012?
结果你在2012年所做了所有你在2012年的元旦你自己要说发誓要做的吗？
Maybe this January you've begun to make promises that you're going to do in the year of 23. And some of the items include things that we were going to do last year as well.
也许你在这个今年2013年的元旦你说你要做什么做什么。也许那些事情之前你在2012年的时候你已经想到要做了。
There are three things that God says that we should not do.
所以三样事情神说我们不要做。
Don't presume about tomorrow.
不要假设你明天能够达到什么。
Don't panic about tomorrow.
更不要为明天觉得说束手无策。
And don't procrastinate about tomorrow.
而且不要把事情拖到明天。
But I have good news for you because there's three things that God says we should do.
但是我有很好消息告诉你说神告诉我们有三样事情你可以做的。
Let's consider those three things.
让我们来想想这是哪三样事情。
As a matter of fact, we find them in the first chapter of Joshua, the chapter that we have just read.
事实上就是我们刚刚念的约书亚记这个第一章里面告诉我们那三样事情。
Let me review with you what we have just read together.
让我们跟你讲，我们刚刚在念约书亚第一章的时候，我们看一看。
Here's the scene. God freed the children of Israel from the Egyptian slavery.
所以我们看到这个神把以色列人正好从埃及里面带出释放了出来。
Because of their disobedience, they have been living in the wilderness for 40 years.
但是出来的过程中间，因为他们违背了神的旨意，所以在旷野绕了40年。
God's servant Moses had just died.
这个时候，神的仆人摩西刚刚去世。
It was Joshua's turn to lead the people.
现在轮到约书亚来带领以色列人继续走下去。
The older, disobedient generation is now gone.
那些所有违背神背逆的那一代都过去了。
The younger generation is ready to do what God tells them to do.
那年轻的一代以色列人就是要准备好了要去造神。
In order for them to enter into the promised land.
然后他们就可以进入应许之地。
Now they are on the eastern side of the Jordan River, the Bible tells us. And the other side is the promised land.
在约旦河的西面就是神给他们的应许之地。
Joshua knows that once they enter the promised land, that they will be facing at least 7 enemy nations.
他们啊，这个约书亚知道，他们一旦过了约旦河，他们就会面对七个啊外族迦南的那些族类。
They are strong and trained and have fortified their cities.
他们非常强壮，他们有非常有训练，他们的城墙都那么坚固。
They're better equipped.
他们所有的武器也都比他们装备更好。
Is it any wonder that Joshua is uneasy about it?
所以你想想看，约书亚是不是觉得很不知道怎么办呢？
But God appears to Joshua and says.
但是神跟约书亚说。
And he says it to him 3 times.
他跟他说三次。
And those 3 things are very important because it's God's guarantee.
所以这个三样事情是神的保证。
Be strong, be full of courage.
他这里讲说，你当刚强壮胆。
God says, Moses, my servant, is dead.
他说，我的仆人摩西死了。
Now you and all of these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land that I've promised you.
现在起来，和众百姓要过这个约旦河，往我要给以色列人的地去。
God goes on to say, I will give you every place where you set your foot.
这个神继续说，凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都要把它给你，应许摩西的给你们。
Just as I promised Moses, that's my promise to you.
就是我照着我应许摩西的话赐给你们。
God says to the Israelites and would say to us today, get ready.
所以他当年跟以色列人讲的话也一样的给我们说准备
I want you to possess the land
我要你去得到那应许之地
Set my plan in motion
就是把我的这个计划要实行出来
But maybe we're just like Joshua There is a sense of fear
所以我们也许很多人都像约书亚的有恐惧在我们心中
There was something else that Joshua had to go through in order to be ready to go into the promised land.
还有其他的事情，约书亚一定要经过，在他进入应许之地之前。
He had to let go of the past.
他要把过去通通忘掉。
Can you imagine having to fill the shoes of Moses?
你想想看，约书亚要穿摩西的鞋了。
Taking the place of a man who could speak to God through a burning bush.
你想想看，他可以要像摩西那样子，在这个荆棘里面那个给他讲过话的摩西那样去做。
Cast down his rod and have it turn into a snake.
他，你想摩西能够把他手上的杖摔到地上变成蛇。
And then retrieve it and find it was a rod again.
然后把它蛇的这个尾巴拉起来以后，这个蛇就变成回它的杖。
Can you imagine being a predecessor of a man that could stretch out his rod and divide the Red Sea?
你想想看，他想想一个人可以拿他那个杖，可以把红海分开。
A man who could bring water out of a rock when the people were dying of thirst.
当他们这些以色列人没有水喝的时候，那个他用他的杖可以从石头里流出活水出来。
Not all of these, not only these things were going through Joshua's mind.
你想想看，这些事情通通这不单单这些事情从通通回到约书亚的脑海里去。
Joshua was to lead a people who were known as a murmuring people.
你知道这些约书亚这带的人的他们的这个所有的这些人都是发怨言的这一群人
complaining and sinning and wishing that they were back in Egypt again
他们抱怨他们犯罪常常说我愿意回到埃及去侍奉法老
but God looked at Joshua and says to him you're my man
然后这个神对约说现在你是我选的人
In the same way, whatever's holding us back from possessing the promised land, God's saying to us today, you're my person.
同样的道理，什么时候今天我们神对我们说，你就是我选的人，你要得到我所允许你要得的人。
And just as God promised Joshua that promise and instructed him three times to be strong and to be courageous.
就是像这个神给约书亚三次给他说，你当刚强壮胆。
Can you imagine the fear and the trepidation that Joshua must have felt?
你想想看，那个时候约书亚是那么的恐惧，是那么的无能，自己感觉到。
God comes to Joshua and says, "Listen to me."
这个神对约书亚说，约书亚听我的。
Moses is dead, but I'm not.
我的仆人摩西死了，但是我还活着。
And you're not.
但你也活着。
It's the same thing that God's saying to us today when we come to our Jordan River.
所以同样的，当我们面对这个约旦河的时候，
God says, I have a plan for your life.
神对我们说，我对你有我的计划在你身上。
So let's get on with the plan.
让我们照着计划去做。
God says to Joshua to tell the people to go through the camp and to tell the people to get their supplies ready.
所以他就给他说，你到这个所有的那个以色列人中间把你们准备好。
And that they soon would enter into the promised land.
一旦他们进到那个应许之地。
Listen to these words of scripture.
听这个话在这个圣经上记载说。
In his heart, a man plans his course.
Which verses?
It's in Proverbs.
Oh, sorry. Say it again.
In his heart, a man plans his course.
这个人在他心里去照他的计划去做。
But the Lord determines his steps.
但是神会决定他的脚步。
Or as another translation puts it,
在另外一个翻译版说，
You should make plans counting on God to direct you.
所以你要定你的计划是晓得神会带领你。
When you make plans and ask God to give you direction, that's wisdom.
当你要为你自己的生命规划的时候，你一定要仰望神的引导。
When we make plans without asking God and taking Him into consideration, that's foolishness.
假如我们有什么计划，没有把神放在里面，没有照神去做的话，这就是我们的愚蠢。
So let me remind you, don't presume, don't panic, and don't procrastinate.
所以让我再一次来提醒你，不要假想你会什么，不要这个自己觉得说那么样子束手无策。更是要这个不要做拖延到明天。
Instead, seek God's direction and His plan for your life.
所以一直要找到神的这个引导，然后找到神给我们的计划。
So the first thing that God says we should do is get ready.
所以神告诉我们说，起来，准备好。
Notice the second thing that God says that we should do in this passage of Scripture.
所以在我们这约书亚里面，第二个事情，神叫约书亚所做的事。
He says, "Be very careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you."
所以你要照这个摩西所我传给摩西的所有一切的律法，你要都要这个守住。
Do not become sidetracked.
绝对不要被旁的东西这个把你走错了。
This passage of scripture says to us, "Don't let this book of the law depart from you."
所以不可让这一切的律法偏离你。
Meditate on it day and night.
你一切要成天都要在昼夜思想。
So that you may be careful to do everything written in it.
所以好使你能够谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。
And when you have done that, you will be prosperous and successful.
假如你这样做的话，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
In the verses that we have just read, God told Joshua three ways to be in the Word.
所以这个在我们刚刚念的这一段圣经里面有三个事情、应该照那样去做。
First of all, talk about it.
第一个事情要跟他们去讨论。
Don't let the word of God depart from your mouth.
然后、把你的话去讲到不要把神的话丢掉。
Read, discuss, and learn.
然后再一次来这个跟大家一起讨论，一起来学习。
First of all, talk about it. Secondly, think about it.
第一个就是要大家要讨论，第二个是大家要思想。
And thirdly, do it.
第三个就去做。
Put it into practice.
然后就要去实行。
Be careful to do everything that is written in it.
要照着这个律法上每一样事情都要去做。
And when you have done that, you will be prosperous and successful.
假如你是如此的做的话，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
On many other occasions when I have been with you, I've talked about the importance of being in the Word of God.
在过去啊，很多次我跟你们在一起的时候，我们谈到神的话语。
As we begin another new year, my challenge to you is exactly what God's challenge was to Joshua.
在我们这个新年，我向你要提出一个向我们的挑战，就是说我们在新年要跟随主。
Be a people of God's word.
要做一个。
I challenge you to spend at least 7 minutes a day in God's word.
走神话语的道路，我愿意问你，你们能一天每一天花7分钟在神的话语上面吗？
It will change your life.
如果你做的话，它会改变我们的生命。
When I was ordained into the ministry,
当我被这个安守去做神职的时候，
I believe I mentioned this to you. My mom and dad wrote in the Bible that they gave me on that very occasion.
那我的父母给我一句经节，在那个时候，
This book will keep you from sin, but sin will keep you from this book.
这本圣经能够使你不要去犯罪，但是如果你犯罪，就把这本圣经就失去了。
God says to Joshua, get ready and stay in the word.
所以神对约书亚说，准备好，然后要遵守神的话语去做。
And the last thing that God said to Joshua was step out in faith.
然后后面最后神跟约书亚说，一定要走出去，在信心里走出去。
I like this because faith is an action word.
这个我来喜欢这个话语，因为这个信心实在是一个行动的名词。
Faith is never passive.
信心绝对不是一个被动式。
I can say that an airplane will fly.
我可以说飞机可以飞。
Faith is when I get on it.
因为我有信心才坐在那个飞机上。
I can say the chair that you're sitting in will hold you.
我可以说那个凳子你现在坐的是，它可以承受得住你的重量。
Faith is when you sit on the chair.
因为你坐在那椅子上了。
I can say I believe in Jesus.
我可以说我相信耶稣。
Faith becomes real when I commit my life to Jesus.
当这个把我自己交托给耶稣的时候，这个信心就变成一个事实。
You see, brothers and sisters, I believe that there are many people who have an intellectual understanding of Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道在座的可能很多人都晓得耶稣在我们头脑里面是存在的。
But they've never come to the place of committing their lives and trusting Him by faith to forgive them of their sins and to make them a new person.
但是我们从来没有把他说耶稣基督实在是说我们可以 因信可以把我们自己交托给他，他可以赦免我们一切罪恶。
Maybe you've read the Bible. Maybe you have talked about what's in the Bible.
也许你念过圣经，也许你也跟人家谈论过圣经，在圣经里面的事情。
But every one of us have to come to a personal relationship of inviting Jesus to come into our lives.
但是我们在座的每一个人都要把耶稣基督要跟他有一个个人有直接的交通以后。
It takes courage in order to give your life over and say, God, I'm going to trust you not only to forgive me, but to give me this new life.
Yeah, 我们现在要刚强壮胆，把我们完完全全交给耶稣基督，然后让他来带领我们。
Fear will keep you in the desert.
这个恐惧可以把你留在这个沙漠地区。
It's interesting if you study the geographics of where the Israelites were.
你知道你念地理的时候，这些以色列人是在旷野里面，到底在哪里？
They could have traveled into the Promised Land in 3 weeks.
他们可以从埃及出来到这个应许之地，只要三个礼拜就到了。
But fear kept them in the desert.Wilderness for 40 years.
这个惧怕使他们在沙漠旷野里面走了四十年。
God said to Joshua,
这个神对约书亚说
Be strong, be courageous.
你当刚强壮胆。
Be strong, be courageous.
当刚强壮胆。
Be strong, be courageous.
你当刚强壮胆。
That's the good news for us today.
这是一个今天这么好的消息。
Do not be discouraged. Be strong. Be courageous.
要刚强壮胆。
Two of Satan's big lies.
撒旦最大的这个两个谎言
is fear and discouragement.
是就是这个你的惧怕。
But God has said He's overcome it all.
但是神说他已经克服了。
I spent this past Friday, in the emergency room with my mother, who I've talked about on other occasions at the age of 95 years old.
上个礼拜五，我跟我的妈妈在这个急诊室里面度过的。我的妈妈的情形，我在这里跟大家也分享过。
On more than one occasion, she said to me very loudly because she's losing not only her sight and her hearing.
不止一次。他跟我说，因为他的眼睛也看不见了，他的听力也不行了。
I am so afraid. I am so afraid.
他对 Pastor Jay 说：“哎呀，我实在很怕，我实在很怕。”
And I asked Mom, "What are you afraid of?"
我就问我妈妈说：“你怕什么？”
She just said, "I'm so afraid."
她说我，她就只是说我实在很怕。
Discouragement and fear had gripped her.
这个上胆跟这个所有的怕就把他牢牢地抓住了。
And then I said to her, after several occasions of repeating the same thing again and again,
几次几次我们这样对话轮了过几次以后，
Mom, are you afraid of dying?
我就问我妈妈说，你是不是怕死亡？
She said, no, because I'm going to see Jesus.
他说不不，我不怕死，因为我死了以后看见耶稣去了。
I was able to say to her then, be strong, be courageous.
所以我就可以跟他讲，既然这样子的话，应该刚强壮胆。
God is in control.
神是掌管这一切。
Do not let the devil play his big trick on you.And be controlled by fear and discouragement.
不要让魔鬼在这里糊弄你，使你上胆，使你惧怕。
Well, what is the lesson for us to learn today from this message?
所以从今天我跟大家分享的这个信息，我们学到什么功课？
The first steps of faith are always the hardest ones.
这个信心的第一个功课地步。
Although God has already done His part.
是很难学的。虽然神已经都什么事情都为我们做过了。
How much faith do you have?
弟兄姐妹，你们有多少信心？
Faith is an action.
信心是一个行动的名词。
God has already defeated sin.
神已经把我们的罪都打败了。
God has already won the victory at Calvary.
神在这个加略山上已经得胜了。
Life is filled with ifs.
我们的生命充满了假如。
But God says, be strong.
要
be courageous.
刚强，要壮胆。
God bless you as you live that life.
愿神祝福你们，当我们走我们生命的道路。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you for the three things that you said we should not be controlled by.
父神，我们谢谢你这个三样事情叫我们不要让它控制住。
Thank you that you know about tomorrow.
感谢神，因为你知道我们的明天。
God, I ask that my brothers and sisters who are here today.
父神啊，我们真的是刚刚我在请我们这些弟兄姐妹。
Would take the truth of chapter 1 of Joshua.
把约书亚书第一章这个真理。
Be a people who are ready and prepared.
带出来，然后我们变成我们是要已经准备好了。
They would be a people who are staying in the Word.
然后我们每一个人都是在主的话语上面站住了。
Talking about it, thinking about it.
我们愿意在这一起来谈论，一起来思想。
And doing it, putting it into practice.
然后把这些话语能够实行出来。
And I pray whatever the challenge is before them, that they would step out in faith.
不管我们前面有多大的这个挑战。
Be strong and courageous.
我们有信心说我们要刚强壮胆。
Because God has already won the victory.
因为神已经得胜了。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督祷告，阿门。